Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Would firing Mike Shula right now actually be the right decision at this point in the season? Gamecock fans want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. That's the question. I know that's the popular take narrative right now. Want to get your thoughts on that. And Guy, we put you on hold twice. If you want to get back in, you can do so at 844-326-3663 if you have time. Phone lines are open. Talking South Carolina football. And even if you're a Clemson fan, we'd love to hear from you. 844-FAN-PHONE. Diesel, before we get into this Shane Beamer audio from today and react to what Shane Beamer had to say, you know, it's always funny that the immediate response is to fire everybody. I just don't know. Kind of like I talked about with Jack Veltri, I am one in the camp that Mike Shula is no good. They're not getting the most out of their offense. But at this point in the season, I don't know what you're going to gain if you do fire him. You feel like you are who you are at this point.
Well, you got to look bigger picture. Certainly it affects the team and the players. Not that, you know, players signed with South Carolina to play for Mike Shula. Maybe one or two of them did. Hard to say. But now you become known as that program that has essentially institutional instability. And coaches start to think about that, like, hey, do I take the job at South Carolina? Does that limit some of your candidates possibly for somebody who might want to replace Mike Shula next year? Hard to say. But if you don't like his play calling, Shane has to have the conversation with him and say, hey, you have to change the way you call plays.
Something's got to give.
Let's work this out. I know you're a talented guy, Mike. Your resume speaks for itself. You're a good coordinator, but clearly what we're doing is not working. So we have to change the way you're calling plays.
Yeah.
And if that means sort of just, you know, spinning a roulette wheel and stopping, and that's the play you're going to run this time, okay, great. But people have figured you out at this point.
You're predictable, and I think if you're having that conversation, which, by the way, I agree with you, that conversation's past needed, but you've got to have Mike Shula understand that this is your offense. You've got to call plays and create this offense that fits what you have. Right now, what you're calling is not fitting what you have, Mike, and we've got to have something to give. That's why I asked the question to Jack Veltri back at 422 about just throwing the kitchen sink out there.
You know, this is maybe it's a slightly facetious thing to say, but South Carolina's offensive line stinks. And if you're letting guys up the middle into the backfield in a matter of a split second, you need to maybe run more of an option-style offense. You got to get that ball outside to the edge, get it in the hands of your playmakers, and let them figure it out. Let your offensive incompetence, your offensive line incompetence, become a weapon.
Yeah.
Make the defensive line over-pursue, by getting through the offensive line quickly and easily, and then you can pitch the ball outwards, outside. And I know that's not the easiest thing to do. You can't teach Lenore Sellers how to be an option quarterback like that. I mean, it would get far worse before it gets better. But, I mean, you got to try something at this point.
You just got to, my biggest takeaway real quick before we get to the phones is you've got to cater to what your quarterback can do well. And they're simply not doing that. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-326-3663. We hear from Crazy Ralph for the first time in a long time. What's up, Crazy Ralph?
Yeah, I've been sick about this for days. I was at the game on Saturday. I was sitting 50-yard line. A buddy of mine gave me free tickets. I'm glad I didn't pay to watch that disgusting display of play calling. Listen, you guys know they hired Shula. What a terrible decision this was. I'd have to disagree with my friend there, Diesel, because you called him talented. What has he ever done? I mean, he coached Cam Newton, but those were NFL-caliber offensive linemen blocking for Cam. And let's just admit, Cam was a freak. He was amazing in his prime. So I don't count that when it comes to Mike Shula. He hadn't lasted anywhere long, but I don't even blame him for his inadequacies. I blame the only person that we can blame, and that's Shane frickin' Beamer. This guy couldn't hire a Division I caliber coach if his life depended on it. It's almost like with Shula, they've got the little coach's son's club or something. The coach's son kids that no other team wants or would ever employ or give a job. So therefore, there's this sick, twisted bond that Beamer has with this guy to where he can't let him go. And you know what? They're ruining Lenore Sellers because of it. I'll tell you who looked really good the other day was when they put Cutter Woods from Westside High School in there. He actually looked like a quarterback. But I think they've already ruined Lenore. They need to cut ties with Shula. G.A. Mangus is right there in Columbia. Heck, I know he doesn't know the team or the players, but I'd let him call plays for the rest of the season till you find a capable guy.
Crazy Ralph, how many fried Oreos did you eat after the game to kind of wash that taste of that game out of your mouth?
Mm.
Oh, he dropped the call.
He hung up.
He hung up on us.
Yeah, that's what call a drop mic.
Oh, there you go. Well,
yeah, look,
calling me out for using the words talented guy. Look, maybe I was wrong about that.
Here's the reality of it. Gamecock fans, and you know, we can be harsh, we can empathize, we can play both sides of the spectrum here. But the reality of it is, before we get to this Shane Beamer audio from earlier today, they're just not getting it done. Flat, period. End of sentence, done. I mean, period. That's it. They're not getting it done. And you can you know, make it into what you want to make it, but they're just not getting the job done. And these guys, Diesel, they're the coaches, the players. I'm done with the days of not getting on the players. Used to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, I was in the mindset that these are college athletes. We've got to be careful in how we cover them because they're amateur athletes. Well, I'm not in that camp anymore. They're not getting it done. The coaches are getting paid millions. The players are getting paid a lot of money. And I'm telling you, the players as a freshman, if you go as a freshman and you're starting, you're getting paid a lot of money. I know how much some players are making. They're not doing their job. Plain and simple, every fan, every Gamecock fan has a right to be frustrated.
Well, getting paid doesn't change the fact that you're still an 18-year-old young man who's got all kinds of crazy hormones running through your body. You're on campus with new hot girls for the first time, and you got a little cash in your pocket. I honestly believe that money makes it harder to perform, right? That money makes it harder because now you've got, on top of all the other things that Division I athletes have had to deal with for time immemorial since college football was a thing, now you're adding the craziness of cash.
Yeah.
Onto their plate. And not only are you doing it like one time and saying, hey, here's what you're going to get every year consistently for 4 years while you're in college here. Now they're doing the whole thing of, oh, you got to go get those opportunities day in and day out. You got to be talking to your agent day in and day out. At the end of the season, you got to have another conversation with your agent. Maybe it's time to move on to a different school. Maybe you deserve more. Maybe you deserve less. Do you have the stones to walk into the coach's office and say, hey, coach, I want a $500,000 pay raise or I'm going to leave? I think it makes it harder.
I certainly don't think it's easier. I can't push back. Like I can't say and with a straight face that, you know, I disagree with you because it doesn't make it easier. You add money into anything in life and it makes it complicated to a degree, it just not always complicates it, but it does change it in anything, Diesel. Anytime money's involved, sure. it changes the aspect of the duties.
You know, I wonder, and it's going to take a couple of years, right? You can't just go off of a couple of years of anecdotal evidence. You hear stories about the kids who are using their money for positive. They're helping mom, dad pay off a house, a loan, a car, whatever it may be. But we're also not hearing much about the ones that are not using their money for positive, the ones that are essentially crashing and burning because they got more money than they've ever seen in their lives. It might take 20 years of evidence to kind of look back on and say, hey, here's the percentage of players who went essentially net positive with the money that they got and the ones that went net negative. It's going to be interesting to find out.
Phone line still open. Text line, the Hub City Spartanburgers text line open as well before we get to this audio. Texter from the 205 says, as an Alabama fan who remembers Mike Shula as our coach, I don't think he's a good coach at all. Just let him go. He's been predictable and awful for 25 years. And to Crazy Ralph's point, I know he's animated and emotional, but like to his point, Diesel, you're going to give credit to Cam Newton and Mike Shula because look what happened with Belichick and Brady when they split. It was very evident that it was Brady more than it was, Belichick. So maybe to Crazy Ralph's point, it was a lot more on Cam Newton than it was Mike Shula. Here's what Shane Beamer said earlier today, just a few hours ago, Gamecock fans. If you have not heard so yet, we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We'll listen and react. Want to hear your reactions as well. 844-326-3663.
All right, excited for a new week. Grateful for another opportunity to go compete that we get to Saturday in Williams-Brice. Big challenge. Alabama's got a fantastic team. Coach DeBoer's done an amazing job with them. Great athletes on defense, really good players and dynamic on special teams, and then a quarterback that is playing better than any quarterback in the nation right now. I mean, this guy is on fire. He's a great young man. We tried to recruit him here. Great young man, great player, great family, and really happy for his success. Some of the throws he's made this season, I mean, just are mind-boggling. He's playing at a high, high, high level. Their offense is operating at a high level. Got a big challenge in front of us, but I know our guys are really looking forward to the opportunity to go compete Saturday afternoon in Williams-Brice Stadium again. And certainly disappointed with last Saturday, but new week, and this is another opportunity for our guys to get better this week and go compete and hard at it. Questions? David, how you doing? Great.
Shane, first, any update on Dylan, the other injured guys?
Should all be good. I think everybody will be back and healthy this week, except Kaysen Henry. He'll be out. Don't think he'll return this season. So certainly not playing this Saturday, but everybody else was back out there and practicing today.
And 2 years ago, you guys had a lot of injuries along the offensive line. I'm assuming you probably tweaked something at the year. Do you see some of the same stuff happening as then, or is this just different?
I think it's different. I mean, certainly you do an analysis of it during the season, and something that we'll look at after the season in regards to you know, the why of some of these things and how they occurred. But I think a lot of them are just kind of, you know, freak things and look at it, whether it be, you know, stuff in practice, stuff in games, how we're training. But we did a lot, like you said, a deep dive a couple years ago because we had such a rash of them two seasons ago. I don't think this is that, but still to have as many at one position.
Lost a little audio there for a minute.
I remember somebody posted during this that the audio was dropping out.
Oh, my gosh. Did Jack Veltri pull the plug?
Jack.
Did Jack do it?
He says, Shane, you embarrassed me, so I'm going to kick the plug out of the wall.
It is a good question, though, when you talk about the offensive line injuries that David Kleiniger was asking about right there. They just, like, sometimes you're just unfortunate in a area, and for whatever reason, you can blame this, you can blame that, you can blame strength and conditioning, whatever. Sometimes you just get bit.
Snake bit.
And at that offensive line position, to his point, the issues they've had have just been detrimental, Diesel, to their success this year.
Yeah, to have an effective offensive line in the SEC is already hard enough. And then when you're running down that depth chart, you're calling guys, you know, effectively off the practice squad, say, hey, come on up, man. We need you. And you got to go block somebody who's starting defensive lineman for Alabama or Oklahoma that's going to be in the NFL next year. That's a tall task.
More Beamer, maybe, depending on if the audio is fixed.
Let's go to Jackson. What happened? Go ahead, Jackson. Shane, when the team isn't playing up to expectations, there does seem to be a lot of noise on the outside. How is that handled internally, either in terms of using it as motivation or blocking it out?
Good question.
Block it out. If you're spending time listening to that noise, then you're not doing the things that you need to be doing to get better. You're not doing the things that you need to be doing to win. When our players walk out of the locker room each and every day, they see a sign on the door of the locker room that's there permanently that says, starve your distractions, feed your focus. And I love that. I mean, starve your distractions, all the things that are cluttering your mind, starve it as much as you can and feed your focus. And again, I understand there's noise out there and there should be. I'm not happy with where we are right now. And I'm going to get it fixed because we got great young men in this program. And as the leader and as the head coach of this program, I realize that I'm letting a lot of people down right now with the way that we're playing. Our players that I feel like I'm letting down, our coaches, our players' families, our coaches' families, the student body, the 80,000 people that pack Williams-Brice Stadium every Saturday, the state of South Carolina, from Charleston to Myrtle Beach to the upstate to the Midlands, there's a lot of people that live and die with Gamecock football on Saturdays, and I get it. They're not happy, and neither am I. And I take that personally because I truly feel like I'm letting a lot of people down right now. And I'm working hard each and every week to try and to get it fixed, making the decisions schematically, personnel-wise, staff-wise, each and every week to get it fixed. And it's a process, but we're going to get it fixed. We're not far off from where we want to be.
I'd like to ask a follow-up to that of, you know, what does that mean? You're not far off. What are you seeing that tells you that, you know?
Well, I just wonder if he was tipping his hat a little bit there, saying, hey, we're maybe looking at making some more personnel decisions, some more personnel changes, coaching changes.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's tough. I think he's in a very tough spot. I agree with what he said there, and I like that he owns – like, I appreciate that he's owning up to it. Look, this is on me. I've upset and disappointed a lot of people. Diesel, we talked about yesterday how quickly a fan base can turn on you. They've turned, and I don't know that they've the complete 180 yet, but they're in that process, right? So we know how scary it can be for him, and what was so amazing a season ago, and even with ups and downs throughout the season, you ended it well by beating Clemson. You fast forward not even a calendar year, and boy, things aren't going well. But he said right there, I'm going to fix it. I want to see how. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I appreciate him going into that salesman mode again and saying, hey, it's on me to fix it. I've made these mistakes. I've put us in this position, and I'm going to fix it. That was good. I mean, that was a forward-looking perspective on what this program needs to be doing. Compare that to what we always hear from Dabo Swinney. It's, I've done this in the past, and I've achieved this in the past. I deserve more credit. I deserve more patience, whatever it may be. And there is a modicum of truth to that, but this is a forward-looking business.
It is, and the reality is time is of the essence. I mean, you've got to win, and you've got to win quick. A few more minutes of what Beamer said today.
Rick, there's no microphone ready.
Oh, okay. Shane, Boaz was in here, and he said the one thing the offensive line needed to do is play meaner. How does Coach Elliott help in that regard?
Yeah, I think, there's plenty of instances before Coach Elliott got here as the offensive line coach where we were playing mean up front, and I can show you examples on tape of where we, did that. There's a play that we there's multiple plays of that, but there's certainly, that's a mindset. I think that comes from, just eliminating clutter in their heads. Not saying that there was, but the more we can do just eliminate clutter in their heads and make it simple for guys to just go play and come off the ball and not have to think so much. And we've got tough guys in that offensive line room, and they want to play that way. And we just need to continue to help them. And certainly Sean's personality allows that to come out in them, to say the least.
Jack, okay. You talked about...
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
And he's smiling from ear to ear. So that's funny. That's funny. Let me back that up one more time. I got to hear that again. Where are we at on this? I've got to back this up a little bit. That's good stuff.
And they want to play that way. We just need to continue to help them. And certainly Sean's personality allows that to come out in them, to say the least.
Shane, you talked about...
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Shane. You're doing well. You talked about fixing it, but where in your mind does that process start? And what are the steps you feel like you, in your mind, the team need to take to get to where you eventually want to be and get back with the wins and stuff?
Yeah, I think it's, it's week to week. It's day to day. It's season to season, whatever. I mean, it's things that I'm looking at each and every day. In the short term, it's the decision I made from a staffing standpoint last week or 2 weeks ago, to follow up on your question from Saturday, if I felt like more changes on offense were warranted right now and that was best for us, I would certainly do it. I don't right now. And I see what we're trying to do. I see how it's being coached, and I see the people and how they're working, and it's not good enough. But I look at it as, okay, how can I, as the head coach, continue to do the things right now in the short term, meaning in the middle of the season, to fix it? And it might be something from a personnel standpoint, who we're playing with on offense and defense.
I'm going to stop that real quick. We'll get back to it. Mm-hmm. To me, that screams it's more on player than it is coaching.
I mean, I would have loved to have heard Shane go a little more in depth in that. If what he's saying is that Mike Shula is the best play caller we have on our coaching staff right now, then say that out loud. Like, if what you're saying is, the player, the coach that you listed off Furry, and Jack mentioned somebody else different. If Shane's saying that those two guys are not ready yet to be SEC play callers, just say Mike Shula is the best play caller we have on our staff right now. And sure, what we've been trying hasn't been working, but we've been trying to play to what we originally identified as our team's strengths. Now those things are turning out not to be strengths. So we're going back to the drawing board, and we're coming up with new plays, and we're kind of reworking our play sheets of what we think we can be good at, and we're going to change some things up a little bit.
Yeah, and that might be the case.
Yeah.
But again, without Beamer throwing the players under the bus, to me it sounds like what he's evaluating seems to be falling on the players more. Let's let him finish this answer, then we got to run the break.
Special teams. It may be something that, as the head coach, I step in and say, from a schematic standpoint, we don't need to be doing this anymore, or we need to be doing this more, or less or more, which I have. We don't need to be doing this as much, or we need to be doing this more. I've done that. And then you're always evaluating, and that's each day, that's throughout the season, and then that's after the season also. It's like I told our team this morning, Jack, we're 3-4 right now. Nobody's happy, but nobody's coming to save us. What we have on this team is what we are right now. And
It's not good enough, but we've got the people, the players, and the coaches to get it right this season. And it's cliche, but it's true. You just go right back to work and just keep trying to get better each and every day.
I don't think his roster is good enough to go through this gauntlet of the SEC, especially this five-game stretch, Diesel. I also don't think the coaching is good enough for as good as a season he had a season ago. It just they're like I said earlier, nobody's good enough right now, and the roster not being good enough, that falls on Shane Beamer.
Yeah, that means we haven't evaluated well enough, we haven't recruited well enough, and it's rearing its ugly head at this point in the season. Cole, when we come back, this has turned into kind of a tough thing to do. Normally, you get some separation as we get deep into the season, week 7, 8, 9, 10, but we have not quite achieved that yet. Our Carolinas top 10, ranking the 10 FBS playing teams in the Carolinas. Will there be any contention here? We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.